Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is Keisha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Raise Up.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now, real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team. Flip the snippets from the show and they salute the name. Underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. UGS for life for you busters that don't know. I'm down with Prez and Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. That's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion. And you can hear Prez's voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever their name get mentioned. Oh. Pittsburgh Patrick, they gon' teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at their door in bandanas. For screaming real hip hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, y'all are back to back. Take aim at the lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Max J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay him, smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking.
Mash it and attack it.
Turning taxer for every question Scott be asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast him. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. This is the Murder Master Music Show. Episode 411, hell of a week, you know what I'm saying? Last night we had the homie Bishop Lamont on the show, and he was educating our people why you should stay away from the major labels and stay independent. That was a dope show. Go to UGSforlife.com and check it out. But tonight we got a guy who sold millions and millions of records. I mean, he had the single Informer on the top of the charts for weeks, you know what I'm saying? This guy was doing it real big. And he's still here doing it. He ain't left the game at all. We're going to catch up with Snow. You know what I'm saying? Many of you remember him. He did a lot of great things for hip-hop. But I see my people are on the line. I'm going to bring them on. Then I'm going to bring on Snow. We got Pittsburgh Patrick. And we got the homie Exit Only. You hear on the intro. What's up, Pittsburgh? What's up, Exit?
What's going on with y'all family?
What up, Exit?
It's all love. I'm over here. Everything going good.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll tell you what, guys. I'm real excited about tonight's guest because he really made a huge impact, you know what I'm saying, on hip-hop in the 90s. I mean, what white cat came out, you know what I'm saying, doing the reggae stuff like that before him? I can't think of one.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And
nobody.
When he did come out, people was like, whoa, this motherfucker is cold. You know what I'm saying? Whether you like that Informer song or not, you know what I'm saying? You had to appraise this dude's ability to do what he does. And we got him on the show right now. I'm going to bring him on without any further ado. Snow, what's up, homie?
What's going on? Thank you, and bless.
So,
how you doing, guys?
Man.
You good?
Oh, it's good, fam. It's good.
Yeah,
huge honor to have you on the show.
Oh,
no,
thank you for having me, brother. Bless.
Man, you definitely, you know, you burst onto the scene, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're from Canada, but you burst onto the scene in the early 90s, you know what I'm saying, with the homie MC Shan. Yo, shout out to MC Shan, man. How did you hook up with Shan and really get things going?
What happened was, when I grew up in Toronto, and then I started getting a little trouble. So then I went to jail for a couple attempt murders. And I wrote that little song, Informer, you know, so then it's going to go bam, just that little part, you know, because I didn't want to be a singer. I wasn't trying to write no lyrics and try to be no singer and try to, like, get a deal. I wasn't into that. Anyways, I get acquitted of the two attempt murders, but they charge me for another assault. But during that time, I'm on bail, so I go down to New York City with my friend Marvin. So I go to New York, and you know, I'm hanging on the corner in Jamaica Avenue, you know. So they were like, yo, Shane, you got to hear this white kid sing. You got to hear, he sings this red. You got. Shane was down there buying some weed. Shane was like, yo, and I'm, you know, I'm a fan of Shane. You know what I mean? I loved his music since I, you know, when I was younger. So I was like, yo, what up, Shane? He was like, yo, let me hear you. And I was like, blah, 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 blah. He was like, yo, come to my house. And I was like, all right, what's at your house? He's like, I got a studio. And I was like, all right, I never even been to a studio before. He was like, yo, you got to come to my house. So boom, we went to his house. And then right from that first day that I met Shane, we just clicked. We just clicked like brothers, you know. And then, you know, I got into a little, and then I had to go back to Toronto and go to jail, you know, for a, you know, a year again. So, but that's how I met Shane, was on Jamaica Avenue. They were telling Shane, yo, you got to hear this white kid. And then when I saw Shane, I was like, a skittery boom boom down. He was like, yo, what the hell is that kind of shit? He was like, yo. So then it was, that's it. We went to his house, did the whole album, Girl, I Didn't Hurt, and just, you know. And it was funny, was it was Shane was like, all right, now do a harmony, Snow, do a harmony. And I was like, what? I was like, brother, what's a harmony? He's like, you don't know what a harmony is? I said, no, brother, I haven't even been in the studio. I haven't been on a microphone. You know what I mean? I just got out of jail. I'm just writing a little dingy. You know what I mean? He's like, yo. So then, you know, it kind of blew up. So it was kind of weird.
Yeah,
that's how it met.
Guys, I mean, you guys went all the way to the top, but I want to back up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You had to go away for a year, you said. Was that after you had signed the deal or before?
No, well, I was growing up. I was in trouble. So I had, you know, I had a lot of charges, and I went in for a year, dead time. I was, you know, waiting for the two attempt murder charges. And then I beat the charge. And then I got out, and I got charged again. And then I snuck to New York, met MC Shan, did the video Informer. You know, I did the video Informer with Shan. He introduced me to my managers at the time. And I was like, yo, I don't know what all you guys are doing, but I got to go back to Toronto. I got charges. I got to go back there, you know, get a couple more years or something for something else. So I did the video Informer quick, and then I went back to Toronto. The judge gave me another year. And that's when I had to do the 8 months out of the year, and then the seventh month, that's when they released the video, and I saw for the first time in jail. I'm in jail in the video, and I'm in jail watching myself the first time on TV. I'm like, yo, the whole jail is going crazy. They're like, yo, bikers, everybody signing autographs. Got out. Number one album in the world. I was like, holy shit, boom, I'm in Italy, Paris, Rome, Germany. Go down to America. That's when, you know, I start, you know, in America, blah, 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 blah. Come back to Canada, and then they threw me out of America for life in 93. Boom, stopped me out of America for life. Japan, then. I'm like, oh, fuck you. I like Japan. I'll make some money in Japan, go to Japan. Boom, they throw me out of Japan for life. I'm like, holy fuck. Now I come back to Toronto, they throw me out of my own city. So now they I got to go up north, move up north. Now I'm like, holy fuck, man. They got, like, something against me here. So it was like, my whole career just, like, went, just go, you know, they wouldn't let me in no countries or nothing. But see, me, I didn't get upset because this is not what I wanted. I didn't want to be like no singer or, oh my God, this is my dream. I was just doing it because I love the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was just doing it. So when they kicked me out of all these countries, I was like, all right, whatever. It didn't break my heart, nothing. You know what I mean? I'm back
home with talking
about my friends.
Not to cut you off, Snow, but he was talking about that, you getting kicked out of different countries and stuff. And to this day, you can't go to these countries, or?
America, I'm not allowed right now. Japan, I'm not allowed. But, you know, Europe, I can go to Europe with his audio freaks are just released in the whole thing about Informer, doing a new release on that next month. So that's in England, so that's big over there. So, no, I'm not allowed right now, but, you know, soon, I hope. Soon.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because here you are, I mean, you got a single that's at the top of the charts. You know,
number one, brother, I was going. I was at the border. I had the number one.
Guinness Book of World Records?
Yeah, the Irish book. That's my proudest accomplishment, the Guinness book, because it's an Irish family. That's the Guinness beer, right? That's the same family. So, yeah, I'm in the Guinness, so, yeah, that's the Irish book.
Yeah,
so.
Twice.
I'm proud of
that. Selling reggae single. Yeah,
yeah, the biggest reggae.
Dope.
It's yeah. Kind of like, it's kind of embarrassing a little bit because I shouldn't be, like, his Bob and everybody, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I give all my, you know, stuff to them, and but it is what it is, and, you know, they can't say nothing to me because I just do it because
yeah.
I love it. When I heard Superfly, Super Rhymes, that was it. Boom, 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 boom. And then, you know, 15, 16, 17, I started getting into the 15, getting into the reggae music hard, you know? And then I was really deep in the reggae music, so, you know? So that's how it was.
Well, I'm glad, man, because, you know, a lot of people, they're in the music business for the wrong reasons, you know what I'm saying? And you just love making music, you know what I'm saying? So
not one reason. I wasn't in it for no reason. You can ask Shan. I didn't have no clue about nothing, about anything. I was just, like, singing. And I was in jail because I was in jail for years. I was in jail with me, my brother, my father, my Uncle Patty, my Uncle Terry, all in the same cell. Well, three of us allowed at one time because you can't have four, but all on the same range as my whole family. So I'm in there just singing and all the Jamaicans are going crazy, you know, because I'm singing like Kennesaw, Coca T, Junior Reed. I'm singing like these guys because remember, I didn't write no music when I was in jail because I didn't want to be a singer. I just loved the music.
Yeah.
Went to New York City hanging on the street drinking, met Shan and boom. That was it. And then I was like, what? Number one in the world? I'm in jail. I'm like, what? People are liking that shit? They can't even understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy that you found out in jail.
I saw my video.
You became a celebrity behind bars.
Oh, bro, I'll tell you a quick one. Now I'm in jail. My video's on. I'm a star now in jail. Matter of fact, my first pass to MTV, well, we call it Much Music here, my first pass was from jail. They gave me a weekend pass. They gave me a three-day weekend pass. You can look it up on YouTube, Snow92 Rap City. So I got a weekend pass to go do this. So now I come back. Everybody in jail loves me. But they all know me from before. They all know my family. They know who I am. You know what I mean? We don't fuck around. They know my whole family. They know everybody. But now I'm a star. Now I'm on TV and stuff. You know what I mean? So now me and a couple of friends are in my cell and blah, 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 blah. We're fighting a little bit, whatever. So the guards come and say, I don't care. You go down to the hole. Boom. They throw us in the hole. So now when I go to the hole, I run at this guy in the hole. I don't know him, but he's been in the hole for like, I don't know how long, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. He don't know who I am. So when I come into the hole, I look at the guard and I said, yo, boss. I said, you could hook me up with some cookies or something? I'm hungry. He says, yeah, and he shuts the door. And the guy in the hole, he says to me, what do you think? You're not going to get nothing from them fucks. I said, oh, all right. Next thing you know, the door opens half an hour later, a big stack of cookies. The guy's like, holy fuck, who are you? I said, don't worry about it, brother, have half the cookies. And we ate cookies all night. And I was just, then I got out, and it was like, you know, crazy. But they can't hold an Irishman down, you know that.
Yeah. Yeah. You said you were in there with pretty much a good chunk of your family. You know,
me, my father, my brother. Yeah.
Wow. What the hell were you guys? The Irish Sopranos or something?
No, my family. You got to know my family. You got Shan. Shan lived in Queensbridge. All right.
Yeah.
When Shan came to my family, he says, "I've never seen anything like this before in my life." When he met my family, because Shan met the angels, the Hell's Angels. He was hanging with Hell's Angels all the time through our family. Shan's like a chameleon. He just adapts. But yeah, that was how it is. Me, my brother, my father, my Uncle Terry, my Uncle Patty, my best friend Inch, and then everybody else I, you know, kind of know and know. So when my mother used to come, she used to call everybody down. The whole visiting room would be us.
Wow. See, who would have thought that, you know what I'm saying?
That's how I grew.
That's how you grew up, wow.
I grew up just boxing,
just throwing rights and lefts.
Oh, but that's all I grew up. But I grew up crime. My mother's in jail. My father was in jail. Everybody was in, you know, I didn't grow up with no people working or eating breakfast in the morning or lunch or having... I didn't grow up with that. I grew up with crime. People who, okay, this guy's murder, this guy's 14 years, 20 years, he did 10 years, that's who I grew up with. I'm not bragging saying, oh, you need to grow up with this, but that's how I grew up.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was getting into
life,
trouble.
It is what it is, you know.
It is what it is. I grew up in the housing project with a lot of Jamaicans, so and Irish. So I grew up fighting and singing, and then, you know, luckily I could have changed my life and bought my mother a house, you know.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. I mean, if anything, at the end of the day, you're able to do stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, through the music, you know what I'm saying. But when you get into this music business, you know what I'm saying, I mean, you go from, like you said, living a life of crime, and here you are, you're at the top of the charts, the grand stage. Man, what was that transition like when it fully hit? Like, wow, man, I'm, you know, everybody's coming up to me for autographs and this and that. How did you adapt?
Because I always been like, oh, there's Darren O'Brien. That's Darren O'Brien, you know, around the neighborhood. You know, growing up with Mike Myers, you know, Mike Myers, the comedian. You know, he lived in my neighborhood. Rush, Howie Mandel, you know what I mean? They all grew up around my neighborhood. So they all knew Darren O'Brien. So when I became famous and stuff, let me tell you one. The first place I went to when I got out of jail, the limo picked me up at jail. I got out of jail, and all my friends from my neighborhood were in the car. Hey, how you doing? All right. I said, I got to make a quick stop. I got to go to this clothing store. They're going to give me free clothes. This is the first time I'm out. And this is the first time I'm ever getting anything free or anything, okay? So now they're giving me free clothes. I'm like, holy shit, okay, they'll give me free clothes. So now I go down to this company, right? And it was a cool company, but anyways, I come into the place and they're like, Snow, what up, Snow? How you doing? I'm like, all right. They're like, yo, we want to give you some new clothes and rah, for the video. And this is my first time. I'm like, all right. So they take me into the back of the store and they show me all this stuff. I come back out. I said, all right, they give me a bag of stuff. I leave. I go back in the limo. The whole limo is packed full of clothes. I look at my friends. I'm like, yo, you guys can't do this no more. I'm Snow. They stole the whole store. They stole. I'm like, yo, you guys can't do this no more. I'm Snow. We got to buy shit. So it was really hard to pull out that money and to buy a pair of jeans and a shirt. I was like, ah, you know what I mean? But Shan, me and Shan used to have a contest. Shan would be like, all right, let's go downtown. We'll see who gets known, you know, quicker, me or you. I'm like, all right. He goes, but you can't wear the glasses. You can't wear the brown glasses. I'm like, all right. So, no, it was weird because, you know, everybody like, snow. But I kept my same friends since kindergarten. You know, there's about 60 of us that I always with every day. Shan knows them all. So I've just been with the same people, and it don't hit me like that. I don't, you know, do something for money or fame or girls. Or I don't do none of that. I don't, none of it. So it's like, I just do it, and whatever comes. But bless, you know what I mean? Shan blessed me. Shan did bless me, and Shan taught me everything. That's for sure.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Now, Shan, he's dropping a lot of dope hip-hop tracks right now. You know what I'm saying? He's doing a lot of good stuff. Are you and him, you know, in talks, maybe doing any collaborations in the future? I think that would be dope to hear you guys work together today.
Oh, yeah, of course. Me and Shan are always, that's like, yeah, if anything I come, I grab him, he grabs me, you know, so, yeah, of course, we'll be working forever. He'll be working forever. That's my brother. Like that, me and him are almost like, yeah, me and him are the same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a break. Let's go to one of these tracks here. I'll let you pick it. We got Shame, Informer, Heart of Stone, and Anything for You, the remix. What do you want to go with first, Snow?
Let's go with Anything for You. Let's touch him with Anything for You. This is the biggest reggae song in history, right?
No. Tell everybody about this one.
Yeah, Anything for You is the biggest single in Jamaica dancehall history. 53 weeks, number one in Jamaica. Me,
wow.
Buju, Beanie Man, Terra Fabulous, Nadine Sutherland, Louis Culture Knox. Oh, man, they blessed me. Well, here it is, Anything for You.
I will do anything just for you. I will do want them. No, I've been never let it in your heart. Some sound, but all this and me say some one is a hat. Some of them, I'm like, I've no love in dead fun. Two, twang and a sana, ho, sana, ho, sana, ho, sana, ho, sana, ho. Well, I might be cool, I might be slim for much. I'm not switch up, slim, but don't drop me for fugitive, you fool, fool. You never know, see me run this fool. So I me got the girls, them tool, fool. Must realize and understand, say me sing the slam for me, the girls, them all done. Sure. You want this me from 19, no long when man, the girl, they from foundation. Women, man, woman, you're ready. Some man, I'm a man, you know I'm a girl. Who fucking a Jamal, listen to me style. And catch the pattern, beanie with the next brand new song.
Just let me know. And if I'm in the Babylon, sorry for so. I'm a channel of me, I'm just a bubble of the show. Can't hold it, but must have been let it flow.
I'll do anything just for you. Make you feel happy and I never make you go. I will do anything just for you. Sacrifice my love, I can do it with you.
If you see me walking out, then something must be wrong. I will never do you that, trust me, no woman. The road of you so much, I feel you missing a song from the bottom of my heart. Because me take for you so much, something I go to just that. Come on in, I'm a life apart and me come back. Natural African girl, she cool and she black. With a lot of tenderness to make the table kick back. Especially for you, me bring a bunch of roses. What if I them say I just want to go poses. To them, no understand why no we business. Tell them to mind them own, for me sing.
The feelings are so strong, I hope the feelings in the world never stand from above. Give you another world. There's no other way to drop your love, then would it be alright? I love you much, long of us that day I die. I will do anything just for you. Make you feel happy.
Breaking records, what's up, Snow? Yeah, that, now, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of music you don't really hear much of anymore. I mean, it's out there, but they're not putting it on Front Street. Right now, all you hear is mumble rap and stuff like that. What do you think? What do you think of like the music of today, Snow?
I think there's a lot of good music. Reggae music is a lot of good, you know. Egyptian and all them, you know, a lot of Busy Signal and all them. So, but the one thing I don't like too much is when they always use the auto. Like every, especially rappers, every rapper almost sounds the same with that auto tune on it.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
God, I hate that. I'm so glad you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so you could do a little auto tune here and there and do a song, like, you know. But come on, show me your voice. Show me what you really sound like. You know, and that's what makes me a little mad at the reggae music. Not all of them, a lot of them. Because reggae music, especially reggae, that's why when what hypnotized me was the voices and their styles. their unique styles and all different unique. But then once you put that auto tune on it, they all sound the same. There's no real unique voice. You know what I mean? So no, I'm with Rakim, I'm with Shan, I'm with Coogee Rap, I'm with them. So that's my but who am I? You know what I mean? I'm not dissing no mumble or this and that or this and this. If the kid's gonna love it, the kid's, you know, whatever it is, but we gotta you gotta say something. You know what I mean? Because these kids, like, these guys are getting 300, 400 billion hits. You know what I mean? And they're mumbling. When you can talk to your people and tell your people what should be going on and what's going on, that you have, you're going to mumble instead? Come on. Smarten up and spread some truth and spread some knowledge, because you've got the fan base. You've got that there. Talk some sense, brother. That's all I'm saying. Talk some sense.
Real talk. Once you got that platform, use it wisely. You know what I'm saying? People are listening, that's for sure.
Yeah, don't fall into
all
that.
You gotta be able to reach people, you know.
Yeah, don't reach them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. I'm Batman. Yeah. Who you reaching,
yeah,
man? But you know, who am I to talk? Half of my shit, I mumble anyways, you know what I mean? Half the people don't know what the hell I'm saying, so they're like, what the hell are you mumbling? What are you talking? So I guess I'm in that boat too, so you know what I mean? I don't know.
No, you got talent, brother. You got talent. Just like Busy Bone. A lot of people say Busy Bone mumbles. You can't, his stuff's inaudible, but no, man, that dude's very, very talented. You know, some of these other guys, it's like, it's like, what the, you got a rag in your mouth? I mean, your tongue's swollen, what the fuck's going on there? you're just making sounds, which, you know, halfway rhyme. I mean, it's just crazy. But
yeah, and the beat, the kids are liking the beat, but yeah, so that's why, I don't know. Yeah, they must get mad.
No doubt.
Especially guys like Coogee rapping them. You know what I mean? They must get really mad.
Oh,
right?
Fuck.
And I know Cool, he's not going to diss nobody. And, you know, with Shan, their lyrics is, they're like, yo, this hip hop. You know what I mean? New York. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm following their lead on that one. I'll follow their lead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Shan's coming out blazing at him. You know what I mean? He's coming out.
Shan don't care about
we had that song, Let's Bring Hip Hop Back. You know, he was going at him. And, you know, just look at his Twitter feed, for crying out loud. Chance Twitter feed speaks for itself.
Oh, I know. He goes off. He goes off. I see him sometimes just going off on people. But that's how Shan is. And Shan, that's why me and Shan clicked. Because Shan is real. You know what I mean? He's real. He don't care. He's like me. He don't care about the girl. He don't care about the money. He don't care about the fame. He don't care about that. And he's a chameleon. He gets it. We've been in, like, around so many different people, like top of mob guys, top of business guys, and he's just like right in with all of them, and they all love him. Like, but that's Shan. I'll sit here for 4 hours talking about Shan, how good he is. But
yeah, oh yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Props to MC Shan. Another thing, you know, I want to take my hat off to you. First, I want to give you my condolences. You know what I'm saying? I lost your wife. My father right now has stage 4 cancer. He's been battling it, well, since 2010, actually. It's a horrible thing to go through, anybody that's been through it. I commend you for doing your work, you know what I'm saying, your charity work for that, because that's very important. It's underfunded. There's not enough treatments out there, and people need to, you know what I'm saying, they need to have alternatives rather than just a few options, you know. And,
yeah, that's
much respect to you for fighting.
Sorry about
for people, man.
And respect for you for fighting too, brother, for that. God bless.
Man, thank you.
But yeah, it was rough. It was you know, it was tough and had to bounce back, and you know, it's a deadly thing, man. But yeah, that's when I came out with the song Shame, my first song back in a while. See, what happened was I was in Florida. Got down there. Don't tell, you know, don't worry about, you know, whatever. But I was there for a minute. And Fat Joe told me, yo, Snow, you got to tell the people where you been, where you at. You know what I mean? You can't just come out. You got to tell them. So that's when I came up with the song Shame, which we're going to play in a bit. But that's when Fat Joe was like, yo. So, but I got Fat Joe on another song called Ooh Baby that we're releasing soon, I hope so. You know, I just got to get back down there and get in there and get back to America. So, but whatever, I'm there soon.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of work. Are you still working with Scott Storch?
Well, yeah, I did three or four songs with him. I got four tracks from him. I got Cool and Dre produced like about 10 or 11 songs, and Ken Jones and Illa and Petrino. Don't forget Petrino and Cito. So yeah, that's the team. That was the team. It was Cool and Dre, Ken Jones, and that was, you know, and then Scott came and did a couple songs. So that's what it is.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, definitely. And well, you know, a lot of talent over there. You mentioned Fat Joe. We just had Cuban Link on the show not too long ago. Terror Squad. you plan on working with Fat Joe again? You guys got any plans of doing like a single or album or collaboration?
Well, we did. We did the one, the Ooh Baby song. When he heard it, he was like, yo, Snow, I got to get it. I was going to call myself Shan. Yo, Snow, I got to get on that. And so he just blessed it. And so we just have these songs sitting on, like the song I sent you, Heart of Stone, they're not mixed. You know what I mean? So it's like not done yet, you know, because now, you know, it's hard to get whatever, but it's hard to get down there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt,
yeah.
Man, no doubt. Oh, it's crazy, man. They got you, you know, your hands tied pretty much. You can't make moves. Because, I mean, what if there was a world tour opportunity or something like that?
No, but that's what happened. That's what happened, brother. I was touring all Canada. I started in Vancouver, touring all Canada, come down to Montreal. And when I hit Montreal border, because now I'm going to New York, I'm going to Bermuda, all the islands, coming up through San Francisco, doing our senior hall show again for my second Girl I've Been Hurt song, coming up through California, not San Francisco, sorry, California, Hawaii, hit all the way up and come up from Chicago all the way up this way. But they dropped me at the border. They're like, nope, Montreal. They're like 93. 1994, they're like, they stopped me. They're like, nope, you're kicked out for life. So then 15 years, I fought, let me in for 1 year, and then they took it away again. So now I'm like, you know, trying to get over there again. But I got to, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard knock life.
Definitely.
You know?
Most definitely.
But it's weird because I'm totally
straight,
really big. I'm totally really, what is it called, rehabilitated? Like right when I got out of jail, boom, I bought my mother house, and then I started going, you know what I mean? Taking care
yeah.
of my father, my brother, he started taking care. And then they throw me out the country, and they do, like, come on, I'm legit now. I'm finally, you know what I mean? Finally could do something, and then you're going to ruin my whole life and ruin my career? And they did. They stopped me, and, you know, on the record, you know, especially back then, we didn't have internet. So the radio's not going to play me down in America because the radio wants me to come there and do their shows for them. And you know, they're not going to add me when they can add somebody who can do that, which I understand. So everybody just dropped me. Everybody was like, ah, record company dropped me. Boop, boop, boop. And I was like, I understand. I can't get to your country. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? It's like not like the internet now. Like everything's connected. Like, you know what I mean? I could sell a record over here. You know, back then was rough, but tough. But that's then.
Yeah, they definitely, you know, they're fouled for doing that, man. Let's go into this song. We were just talking about Shame. Man, tell everybody about this one. Actually, there's a video you can check out on YouTube for it as well if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, the video, I did it in my neighborhood where I grew up. So everybody you see in the video is people I knew my whole life. So that's my video, Shame. So Ken Jones and Cool and Dre produced it. So that's the one that Fat Joe told me, yo, brother, you can't just come out and blah, blah, blah. You're going to be like, yo, where you are? So that's in the song. It says, tell him, you know, tell him where I've been. And I wonder, you know, so you're here. And you're here. But that's Michael Rose on it. Michael Rose blessed me. Michael Rose is, one of the first Grammy winners in Jamaica with Black of Europe. Huge.
Wow.
Huge. Michael Rose is my influence since I was a kid. Like, we're all that toot toot twang, stand your horse, that all come from Michael Rose. Junior Reed, I'm talking, Michael Rose is the father of all that, you know? So bless Michael Rose, and he blessed me on this song, so it's a shame.
Hell yeah, we'll be right back with Snow. Don't go nowhere.
Why them a see me from so long, in me now?
Some of them not really know we're bad. Never know to them the port we go out with yard. Them a not point, not point.
None of them a come in and them blow down the door. I hear the rain that starts to pop up from my window. Things that they come in and catch me, watch blood off of me clothes. Gonna send me a easy attention to me family and Scarborough. I miss them.
It's the same every day. Since I've been so far away.
So long, in me now.
Some of them not really know we're fast. Never know to them the port we go out we got. Them not high.
When it's still black, lose them lies. Holidays and years them pass. Then I leap on a cold my chest and think about filling up my size. When I hear my tune apply, then the jail get out and go by. Came from me, get the port, well, enough a try. So make them talk, them to the rock. Them a dog got no bite, no bark. Full of jealousy when a DJ chant. Two off the mic and thump it flat. Never gonna be your speeches, no. So no need for all.
No, 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 no. It's the same every day. Since I've been so far away. I'm a top every day. About where I've been lately.
Some of them are asking where me gone. I wonder why them are seeing me from so long. In me now.
Some of them not really know we're fast. Never know to them the port we go out we got.
These are the mama coming and they blow down me door. These are the mama coming and they blow down me door. Ring through my window.
When we have a door, then Babylon will come through. And policemen will run after you. They rob your rights and capture you. Stand your point when we have a door. You, policeman, I'll shout to you. Ding, ding, da, ding, ding, da, da, boy.
It's the same every day. Since I've been so far away. I'm a top every day. About where I've been lately.
Some of them are asking where me gone. I wonder why them are seeing me from so long. In me now.
Some of them not really know we're far. Never know to them the port we go out we got. Them not boy, not boy.
It's the same every day. Since I've been so far away.
Not boy.
I'm a dog every day. Ba-ba-ba where I've been lately.
Some of them are asking where me gone. I wonder why them are seeing me from so long. In me now.
Some of them not really know we're fast. Never know to them the port we go out we got. Them not boy.
We're back right here, episode 411, Murder Master Music Show, UGSforLife.com. Yeah, now that right there, man, that definitely hit it right there, man. That's a good one.
That's a good one, right? Joe was like, "You got to tell him where you've been."
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. makes me want to go outside and have a smoke, man. If you know what I'm talking about. But you know what I'm saying. Speaking of which, you know what I'm saying, Canada, BC, bud, reggae. Weed. I mean, come on, man. What's the deal? Is there a lot of weed in the world with snow, or do you stay away from that?
Hold on a minute, brother. Hold on 1 second. Can I have some of that? Hello? Yeah. Great. Isn't it amazing? Let me tell you something. I was growing up. I started smoking weed when I turned 30. Shin, I didn't smoke no weed. Shin was like, yo, you got to stop drinking, smoke some. And I was like, oh, man, I don't smoke tonight. That makes me too paranoid. So when I started 30, my dad came to me. My dad says, you want to stop drinking? And I said, yeah. He says, let's start smoking. I said, okay. So me and my dad started smoking. At the time, we gave up liquor. 1997, we gave up alcohol. And so I've been smoking ever since then. So, yeah, we love it, man. Toronto get the best weed in the world right here.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, so that is a great way to give up drinking. You know, I never thought of it. Of course, I never drank like that. But, you know, yeah, we would make you give up drinking for sure. For sure.
Yeah, I gave up drinking. I was like, oh yeah, now yeah. So it was like, what really happened was I had 97. I had the charges with this cab driver. He gave me the finger, and I pulled out my golf clubs and smashed them, and rah rah rah, I went nuts on them. This is when I was drinking, and the judge at the hearing, the judge, Mr. O'Brien, I said, yeah, and I'm used to hearing him, you're a scumbag, you're this, you're that, you're this. He said, you know what, it seems like you have a big heart. I said, oh, what? He goes, you took care of your mother, bought your mother a house, took care of your father, you don't have no domestic violence, it seems like you got a drinking problem. He says, you know what, I'm going to give you 3 months on the street, but if I mess up, I have to come back in front of him, and then he's going to give me whatever, a year or 6, 7 months, whatever he's going to give me, right? So when I walked out the courtroom, I was like, you know what? I'm not drinking no more. Boom, quit drinking. Boom, quit cigarettes. Wait when I got out the court. Just quit it. And it's not, you know, it was kind of like the judge, because he was like, you know, I'm not a person that goes by what they say, but I was like, you know what? Yeah, maybe I should just get rid of this drinking, you know? And I did. And started smoking.
Hell yeah.
No trouble. Now, no trouble since 97. Brother, I was getting charged since I was 15 years old, all the way up until 97. So
yeah,
I was like, oh, shit, I got to.
Congratulations, man.
I got a son. Right? I got two daughters, same age, 3 months apart, one Jewish and one Jamaican. Right? I got to quit drinking. I got to smoke.
Yeah, none but peace and happiness, man, when you're smoking, you know what I'm saying? Alcohol causes all kinds of shit, as you know. But, yeah, hell yeah, man, that's what's up. 97, man. You know, we got
And I'm Irish. I'm talking St. Paddy's Day, everything. I just came back from Ireland. Not one drink, brother. Nothing. So that's done. Sorry, go on. Yeah, that's done. Okay, well.
20 years, man, that's huge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got a caller for you from Francis, the homie Sinister. What's up, Sin?
Yeah, what's up, what's up, Snow?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. Tell us about the album, Just Us, and your track, Check Out the Way It's Going Down.
Yeah, sure. Check out the way it's going down, yeah.
Can you tell us about this track?
Oh, that track there? It was just a little fun track because this kid in Toronto, he was saying, he said something with my name in it. So I said, you can't say my name in Toronto, especially in Toronto. You can't say my name. Nobody can say my name. So he went and did that, so then I got a couple guys from my neighborhood and we just made the track. Check out the way it's going down. Down, down, ding, down, ding, 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 down, hey. You know? Biting my styles. They're biting my styles and stuff. So, but that's all it was. It was just that song about them, Richie Lachilo.
Yes, sir. And also, is Spice One got an influence on your flow, or it was an inspiration for you, Spice One rapper?
Sorry,
Spice
I couldn't
One.
Hear that.
He was talking about Spice One.
Spice.
Did you say it? Spice One had influence, or was influenced by him, or vice versa? Did you have an influence of Spice, or
who is Spice?
Spice One. You remember him? American Nightmare. He's a legend over there in Oakland. Trigger Guys No Heart from Menace to Society, a lot of tracks back in the early 90s.
No.
I guess he never heard of him.
Did he
then.
Have influence on me? No, he didn't have no influence on me. Respect to him, whatever. I don't know, whatever, but no, he had no influence on me. It was mostly, the influences on me were mostly Jamaican. And like the hip hop, I loved the hip hop before, like Grandmaster and all them. You know what I mean? And so there was no fast talking in that. I got it from Papa San, Lieutenant Stitchy from Jamaica, you know? I got it from Michael Rose, who I did the Shame with, Junior Reed. I took all of them because that's who all they were my favorite. But no, what's that guy's name you used to say? Spice?
Spice One.
Spice One? Respect, but I probably know him. When I hear him, I know him. But just the name is just not, it's not ringing with me. But if he was in the movie Menace of Society, then I know him for sure.
My style is
snow style. There ain't no, if you hear somebody trying to sound, they're trying to do me. You know, even when I go to Jamaica, they say, Snow, are you a style like Tony Kelly? Tony Kelly's going to produce anything for you. He's one of the biggest dancehall, you know, all Sean Paul, all Shaggy's. He's done everybody's Tony Kelly, big. But he know, they know. They're like, yo, that. But, no, I don't know. Spice One, big it up. Big up, Fred.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Finn.
Thanks for calling, brother.
Yeah, that's it. Oh yeah, definitely, man. Well, when I first heard you, I didn't know what to think. I was like, wow, I didn't hear nothing like the Spice. I think he had a different style. He did like a stutter step flow. You know what I'm saying? He did something. He touched on the reggae a little bit himself, but you were doing something totally different. You were doing something totally different. But when you you know what I'm saying, when everything, you know, pretty much, like you said, the label dropped you and stuff, because you couldn't get to the, you couldn't even get into the country, which is out of your hands, how did life change for you? You know what I'm saying? How did you go from, you know what I'm saying, being at the top of the charts, you know what I'm saying, to not being on a label? Were you still actively, like, doing stuff in the music business, or?
Oh, yeah. Like, I got signed. Then I got signed to, you know, I got signed up here to Virgin. You know, I've always been on a major, you know. It's just that I couldn't get down there. And for me, it's, like, funny because my second album, I did my first album with Shan. Then my second album, me and Shan went to Jamaica to do the second album in Kingston. And I was there for 6 months to do the album. And the record company came in there like, all right, all excited to hear the music. They're like, okay, let me hear it. I'm like, hear what? It's like, I didn't do nothing. I didn't do no music. I've just been partying, drinking, and that's it. So they were like, what? Yeah. So, but they had to drop me. They had to. But no, so I'm number one in the world now. And then, boom, all of a sudden, you know what?
Yeah.
I still got all my friends, and I still got my neighborhood. And I got more money, you know? So I'm one.
Yeah.
I'm good. I got my mother a house. I'm good. I don't care to have the number one song or top or this or this or this or this. I don't care about that to begin with. So you can't break me down because it's not what I wanted. That's what it is, beautiful. So if I win, if I go gold, if I go no, and I sell nothing, I'd love for people to hear it and enjoy it, but I'm not a person, oh, my God, man, my career is ruined. What am I going to do now? What? I'm blessed. I'm like, Shan, I'm blessed. People come around me, and they just bless me. They give me things, and they give me trucks, and give me everything. It's like, yeah, this is my, and I'm a don in my city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, if I blew up huge, and then came back to Toronto, and then came back to my neighborhood, and everybody hated me, they're like, then I'd be like, oh, man, my life is messed up. You know what I mean? But I'm the don of this city. Toronto, I'm the don. I'll go anywhere, any Jamin Finch, I'll go to Regent, I'll go to Jungle, I'll go to Allenberg, I'll go to Bronx, I'll go to any projects in this city, and they know me and love me, every one of them. And I say that loud.
That's a beautiful thing, to still be accepted.
That's a beautiful thing.
Where you came from.
Oh, that's the best feeling in the world. Respected from where I am. They look at like I'm the Don of the. They're like, yo, you know. So it's like I'm blessed. I'm blessed. There's nothing like, you know, if I get into America, this album does good. This one, you know. You know, big up Daddy Yankee's just coming out with an Informer remix, you know. So he just hit me up, so that's going to be big. So, I don't know, we're gonna just whatever, you know, brother. If it don't, it don't, it does, it does. And it's a shame every day. Seems I've been so far away, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people got to learn to sing. Yeah. They got to learn to sing. See, I was singing. I'm singing. I reggae. I do all of it. You know what I mean? I grew up rock, too. My hair was long. Before I was hip-hop, before I got into the hip-hop, I was Kiss, Ozzy Osbourne, and still am. Like, you open up, you go to my record collection right now, I got Ozzy, Kiss, you know, Dennis Brown, you know, Rakim. I got, like, so it's all. So I don't shy away from music. If I come up with a country song and you hear Snow doing a country, you cannot say, oh, this Snow, and say, oh, why is he doing that? Snow must have it in his heart. Snow must love this song and love this. You know what I mean? I don't do nothing for nothing. I don't do nothing for nobody. I don't do no record company things. The record company don't tell me to cut my hair or put on glasses or do this or walk like that or talk like that or do this or sing like this. They don't do nothing. So I'm good. I'm blessed. And I got a beautiful manager now, Paul Farberman.
You guys are getting ready to make some moves and do all kinds of things. I tell you what, you got an amazing story, Snow. I mean, just the little bit that you've told us tonight. I mean, why the hell ain't there a biopic about you or a documentary or a book? Do you have anything like that in the works? Anybody approached you to do anything like that?
I have. I had funny. It was a guy in New York City. I think he's the richest man in New York City. I'm not a name caller, but I'm calling this motherfucker. Sorry for swearing. I don't swear too much. But now, I don't know if you heard of a Carl Icahn?
No, I can't say that I have.
Carl, he's the Don of New York. He's the richest man in New York, from New York. I think he's worth like $18 billion or $28 billion or something. His best friend, Stan Nortman, big up Stan Nortman, wants to do the life on him. Like, he's like, yo, let's do the life story and try to get it done and blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? So I had the contract written. He sent me the contract. And then my daughter's mother passed away. Right? So then I just stepped back and was like, you know, I couldn't do nothing. I was just, ooh. So then I really didn't go forward to that. So, but yeah, they talk about it because it's a pretty good story. It's a, you know, it's unique. It's like, you would never think that some kid from Canada, a white kid, would be singing reggae music, you know. But if you knew this, if you knew how I grew up in this area in Toronto, just think about it. Toronto got more Jamaicans than Jamaica, right? Toronto got more Jamaica. Like, the only places that have Jamaican really, like, there's all over the world, but mostly is Toronto, England, and New York, and Miami, or Florida now. But Florida back then, I remember going to Florida when I was 14, 15 years old, when I was just getting into reggae music, and I was playing reggae, and black guys would come up like, what kind of African music are you listening to, brother? I'm like, what? This is dancehall reggae back then, you know? So me growing around a lot of Jamaicans, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about, but. So I answered the question.
I believe you did, mm-hmm. Man. Hey, you know, it's the weed. It's the wonderful weed, man. The wonderful world of weed. I encourage all my listeners to smoke. I encourage all of you to smoke.
I started in 97 when I was 30. Yeah, don't be lazing on the couch. Like, I do it like, you know, when I get into a state. The music is just more. I remember one time when I just started smoking, Shan was staying at my house in Toronto. Shan was, and I had a studio in my house. And Shan was like, come on, smoke this. And I'm like, brother, I'm not smoking. He's like, smoke it. And I'm like, all right. And I smoked some of it. It's my house, my studio. He went to the bathroom. I left. I got so paranoid that I left my house and left. I walked. I said, I'm leaving. She came out of the bathroom. She's like, where the fuck are you, man? We were just supposed to do vocals. I was gone. I said, nah, man.
You got the fuck out of there, huh?
Oh, I had to get out of there. She went in the bathroom. I skipped out. I was like, I can't do this. but God bless it that now I, you know, I could take it in now and you know, and don't get so paranoid. Like my uncle, my uncle's a crazy man. My uncle's crazy. My uncle, like, he passed away now, but he was a crazy man. He'd be doing heroin and in his neck and bang, 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 heroin and rah, 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 rah. And I said, Patty, smoke this. He said, oh, fuck, I don't want to smoke that shit. That makes me crazy. I said, what? I said, you do that, and that, you can't smoke that little thing? He says, no, make me look like I want to stare at a pylon for about an hour. He goes, I get retarded. Right? But the music sounds nice, and everything is just nice. And in Jamaica, they used to beg me, two cocateers to say to me, no, Snow, quit drinking. Because I used to go to Jamaica to the clubs and cause havoc, throw bottles and fights and fist fights over bars and holy shit. All of them used to come, Luciano and all of them, like, Snow, you know, chill out. See, but I hang with the wild people in Jamaica. You know, like, who picks me up at the airport? Ninja Man. You know what I mean? That's what I roll with every day is Ninja Man, me and Ninja. Right? And Ninja's like, you know, he's beautiful, but you know.
You're in Jamaica. You got all this respect over in Jamaica, man. What I mean, like, how does it feel to have all these people, you know, saying they revere you the way they do, man? It's got to be a blessing.
Oh, it's a blessing. Like I've had the love from Jamaica, but not from Jamaicans, but not. I didn't know from Jamaica. Like, you understand what I mean? Like when I'm in my neighborhood. I grew up with them all my life, and in jail, when I was in jail, I used to sing and rock the jailhouse. Nobody rocked the jailhouse like me. That's why you can ask anybody, any gangster from any area, they say, yeah, I know Snow from jail, man. I know him, used to rock, and come on, I used to sing to all the girlfriends on the phone. La da da da, and sing to them, and they're la. You know what I mean? And what was I saying? Oh, but to go to Jamaica, and then to see Cocatee and Junior Reed and the people that I grew up in my neighborhood, never even thinking that I was ever going to meet them. I'm just trying to learn the music. I'm just trying to listen to and learn what they're saying. You know what I mean? I would get the tape and I rewind it. La, 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 la. Oh, that's what he says. Rewind the tape. Not to learn it, just to understand it more. And all of a sudden, it came out my mouth like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, holy shit. And people were like, yo, you're good. And then I went to jail, rocked the jailhouse. And these are killers. I got murderers. I'm not in just no little jail. I'm in with triple murderers. I'm with murder, you know. I'm in with some real people and rocking it. You know what I mean? And rocking the jailhouse. So I got out. I had confidence. You know what I mean? But when I went to Jamaica and then I went there, because America gave me slack when I first came out, because they were, like, confused. They were like, okay, do we like – how – who – what the – and come on, if I'm going to sell out, you hear me, I can sing, right? I don't have the greatest voice, but I can sing. I could have done anything. I could have done country. I'm looking at the Billboard charts back then, and Garth Brooks went 15 diamond or something. He was like crazy shit, right? I could have went and did the Rotten Baby. I could have went and did the country album. That's where the money is, right? So right away, you know, it's not for the money. I didn't even know people were going to even like this stuff that I'm doing. You know,
15 diamond. That's crazy.
Or whatever he went, yeah, something he went bananas. I was like, oh, you know what I mean? But and funny, yeah. So, but that's how it
was. You came up, Snow, right around. I mean, really in the perfect era. I'm not just saying that because that's the era that I grew up listening to hip hop in. But you know, you came up in the era of all these dope artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just getting ready to tomorrow, here in a couple days, actually. All Eyes on Me, the Tupac movie.
Yeah.
Right when you were coming up, he was coming up. Did you ever get to meet him? And if so, what was he like
no.
as a person?
No, never I don't know him at all. I never knew him at all. See, I was there for a minute, and then they threw me out.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't get to meet him. I was just there for a minute. Yeah, so I didn't really. The only
on one of his songs, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of the, you know, doing a collaboration with him, you know, at
all
that time, that would have been dope.
Yeah, you know, it would have, you know, but then again, like, it was like, my favorite album I remember, too, when I was coming to New York City, I would take the train. Just got out of jail.
Yeah.
Fake ID, boom, down to Queens, Jamaica Avenue, boom, because my friend had a girlfriend down there. So why is I telling you this story again?
We was talking about Tupac, and then you went down to Jamaica.
Oh, okay, yeah. So now I'm going on the train, and the whole way right down, you know what my favorite album was? This is 91, remember? This is 91, 92 going into. Brand Nubians. Woo! That was my album. The Brand Nubians album.
Yeah.
One for All. And All for What? Come on. That was my, that whole album was probably one of my favorite hip-hop albums of all time, the whole album. That album. So there was great music in them days. So it was like, and I'm in New York City now. Man, I made it in New York City. If you made it, I don't care if you made it there. All right, you made it there. But if you, New York City, that's the heart, right? 90s, music playing, Queens, the Coliseum's packed. Daddy Snow's out there drinking, Shan. I'll tell you a quick story. Shan already said it in a Source magazine, so I'm not saying something that he already said, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When I met Shan, remember, I was criminal. I was a criminal from Toronto. Snuck to New York. I met Shan. Shan, what up? What up? Blah, 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 blah. Go back to Shan's house. You know, Shan, you know, he wasn't doing the best, especially back then. Hip hop was, you know, they weren't getting paid big bucks like they are now. You know what I mean? So Shan was a little low on the cash at that time, right? Blessed. So now I come in the house. I see the dog. I see the kids. I said, "Oh, Shan, I'll be back in a minute." Boom! I go down to AMP. Yeah. And I would steal roasts, steaks, burritos for the dogs. Brother, I would feed the whole family roast. She was cooking roast. Shan's like, "Who are you?" I said, "Don't worry about it, brother. Everything, steaks, the dog was eating, everybody was eating. It was beautiful." He was like, "Who the hell are you?" I said, "Don't worry about it, brother." And then I'd go to the 7-Eleven right beside his house, and I'd go in there, and I would steal all these chicken burgers because I love these chicken burgers, right? When we record, I'd eat these chicken burgers with some mayonnaise on it, whatever. And I come in there, and I fill up with the chicken sandwiches, right? So now the guy says, "You." And I said, "What?" He goes, you take all the chicken sandwiches." I said, "What are you talking about? I'm packed full of chicken sandwiches." He says, "Every time I fill up, you come in, they're all gone." I'm packed full of chicken sandwiches. So I fed the dog. I fed everybody. So we were living like kings and eating and partying. So that's how it was.
That's wild. That's wild. And this was after all the success.
What? Is that story?
Yeah, you said Shan.
This is when I first met him.
This is when you first met him. Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
this is when I first met him on the street. This is right before everything jumped off.
Yeah, everything jumped off. Then he became a millionaire, and I became, you know, we gave money after that. But before that, he was a little low. No, this was, you know, and it was, I was way lower than he was, but he was a little low. So I would go over to the AP&P and take everything and bop, 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 and feed the whole family. I said, "Don't worry about it." And then I went to jail. And then I got out, and then it was number one. I was like, shit. I was just stealing steaks from his dog.
Just to see, you know, the contrast of that, you know, from, you know, what Shan was going through, what you were going through, and then in a matter of, you know, just a year or so, things completely changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
like he met an angel when he met me, and I met an angel when I met him. You know what I mean? He was like, "Yo," and I was like, "Yo." And that's how we are to this day. We're just still, you know. That's why nobody could say, I don't try to rob nobody. Don't try to take nobody. Don't try to take more points, and I don't do none of that stuff. That's why every producer I've been working with since day one, all the way until now. Even the people that didn't like me, the one guy that didn't like me at the beginning still wants to work with me now to this day. Because they know I don't do nothing. But that's that.
Yeah, Shan is underrated as fuck too. You know, his name is not brought up enough in hip hop conversations. You know what I'm saying? When they talk about some of the dopest MCs. Definitely shout out to MC Shan, man. I really hope you guys got something in the works. I'd love to hear it.
Oh,
I'd love
we
to
will.
Have both of you guys on the show at some point. I think that would be dope just to hear you guys chop it up. That's what we had Bushwick Bill and DJ Ready Red and the Ghetto Boys just telling all
you
stories
know
when the Ghetto Boys was on tour. And you know.
That's funny you say that because you said, did you meet Tupac? And I said, no, because I wasn't in America long enough, right?
Yeah.
But the time I was there, who was I hanging out with? Bushwick Bill. Me and Bushwick one night. All night, me and Bushwick. What? Yeah.
Oh. Tell
me and Bushwick
were
hanging out.
What do you like about Bushwick Bill?
I don't know. I can't tell you. Me and him, I was hammered. I was with him, and we were just having fun, and we were just at some party, and Naughty by Nature was there, and I think me and Melody Mel were walking down the New York, and what was crazy was he was saying, yo, I'm with Snow, to people. Yo, I'm with Snow. You know, you fool around. You know what I mean? And I'm like, this is Melody Mel. You know, this is like, you know what I mean? I'm like, this is crazy shit. But, and then they kicked me out. So, but it's
wow.
good. It's good.
Bushwick, you can't even remember the Bushwick Bill. You got to hang with Bushwick again, then, man. That's the only way.
Oh,
you got to revive that old memory.
You got to hook us up because you got to tell him. Because you know,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, tell him that Snow. You know, or I don't know if I was dreaming. It could have been a what do you call it? It could have been one of those, but I doubt it. I was with him. I know it.
Yeah.
But no, he didn't pull out his eye or nothing crazy on me or nothing. He didn't get all wild.
He didn't throw in the shot glass.
No.
Yeah,
man, no. Me and Positive K did one time. Me and Positive K were in Buffalo. And I got too drunk. And he was with my mother because all my mother does is listen to R&B since I was young. Rick James used to come to my house and blah, blah, blah. And you know what I mean? Because he lived here. Well, he's from Buffalo, but he stayed here in Toronto. Anyways, so what did they say? Oh, so my mother, all she does is like R&B, right? And what she says is she says, fuck Nas. No, fuck Kanye. I love Nas. That's what she says. That's my mom. And Shan, forget it. She loves Shan. But, yeah, me and Positive were kicking it one time. Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, they're Bushwick Bill. Big up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Another underrated cat, you know what I'm saying? Contributed a lot to hip hop, you know, most definitely. You know, but Snow, I tell you what, I really, really thank you for coming on the show, and I'd love to have you on again, maybe sometime in the future with Shan. That would be dope.
Oh, that's for sure. With me and Shan, yeah, so then you can hear us both, you know.
I definitely want to hear both of you guys cutting it up, man, because I know you guys got some great stories and memories, and it's always good to hear two cats just chop it up about old times, you know?
Yeah.
That would be huge.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just want to big up you guys and respect them. Yeah, let's get this me and Shan on it, see what's going on. We'll battle. Me and tell Shan I want to battle him. No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding.
Definitely. Shan's ready for a battle. You know that.
I don't go there.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. When we had him on the show, he just busts into a freestyle, and he just started shooting bars at KRS. You know, like he reignited the Bridge Wars and shit
he's going after KRS now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. For like a good 4 minutes, I mean, this was the dude was just killing
it. Yeah, it was pretty long, man.
Yeah.
Pretty long verse.
Yeah, Shan, that's Bridge. That's Queens Bridge. You know what I mean? That's the bridge. And I used to go there all the time. I'd be like, Shan, let's go hang in the bridge. And I'm like, everywhere I go, like if I'm in Jamaica, I'm not in like Ocherias. Nah, man, I'm in Tivoli Gardens. I'm in Jungle. I'm in Rima. You know what I mean? I'm in the heart with the Dons and stuff. So big up you guys. Respect. Shan, me and you next time. France. Respect.
Hell yeah.
And this is Toronto. Straight to from Toronto. And I'm coming.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, man. We're gonna gonna play these two songs to close it out. We got Heart of Stone and Informer. And once again, brother, you take care of yourself, and we hope to have you on again in the future, man. Real talk.
Thank you, brother, and God bless and respect, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Peace, bro.
Indeed.
Out.
Peace.
Thankful for the night before I started to sleep. Praises to the father and the mother that's forgotten. I have faith that when I pray, you'll answer me. Submit failure and frustration, drive them insane. So many let down, they can't take anymore. Even all of the bits among us, I am sincere. Don't let doubt cloud your decision. Cause every chance I get, I give my all.
We dying every day, so we laying them open. I got a heart of stone like a deuce potion. Hit it, and now my heart be heavy as sense. Bonnie was a rebel and Fred was a flank. Mama told me never cast a stone, but how you swim until you do kiss your past is gone.
Keep up, I'm not the same flow. It will be a drop of payload. Stop and leave it on the table. And if you let another day go, why you been around to say no? I don't got a time to waste, so
I give my all.
Take them on the city, then I'm a summer time, somewhere down the lane. I like you, bum bum, man.
that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like keep on bum bam. Take that man, I say that I'm a stormy, stab somebody down the lane. I like keep on bum bam. These are them all coming out, they blow down my door. Rainy car part through my window, so they put me in the back of the car at the station. From that point, that my reach my destination. Where the destination region at the east extension. Where I look down my pants, look up my bottom. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it boom boom down. Take them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it boom boom down. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it boom boom down. Take them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. So, big on them, they think they have more power. They want to pull me, say they want to wall me. For once I use it once, and now me call me lover. Love who me calling on, the one tell me. I'm me lover, you my heart down to my belly. Yes, and I'm a stomach, I'll be cool and deadly. It's the one MC Shine and the one that I throw. Together we all have them, it's a tornado. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stomach, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, bam. Stick them on the city, say that I'm a stomach, start somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, bam. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stomach, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, bam. Stick them on the city, say that I'm a stomach, start somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, bam. So, listen for me, you better listen for me, you know. Listen for me, you better listen for me, you know. Bring me the rubber, the microphone, the phone, the rock and steady. It's it that I'm a stomach, yeah, the art to go down. But I'm in and I'm the dance, I mean, say where you come from. People, them say you come from Jamaica. But me born and raised in Connecticut, don't know what you help me know. Few black people, man, is all I'm on, no. Yeah, my shoes, them say rapping, and me toes, it's a show. For me, you're ballin', all the ones are on, so, so informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it boom boom bam. Take them on the street, say that I'm a stormy, start somewhere down the lane. I like it boom boom bam. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it boom boom bam. Take them on the street, say that I'm a stormy, start somewhere down the lane. I like it boom boom bam. Come with a nice young lady, intelligent, yes, she jungle in Ari. If a way me go, me never left for a tally. You say that it's stormy, I the rum dance man. Rum it in a dance, I lay in a nation. You never know, say that I'm a stormy, yeah, the boom shaker. Tell me never lay you down flat, and I want you on board bouncer. You say that I'm a stormy, yeah, go region at the top. So informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, yeah, go glam. I like you boom boom down. Take them on the street, say that I'm a stormy, start somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom down. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, yeah, go glam. I like you boom boom down. Take them on the street, say that I'm a stormy, start somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom down. Why
would? Why would? Why would? Sitting around cool with my dibby dibby girl. Police knock my door, lick up my pal. Rough me up and I can't do a thing. Pick up my line when my telephone rings. Take me to the station, black up my hands. Trail me down cause I'm hanging with the snowman. What I'm gonna do? I'm backed in a trap. Slap me in the face and took all of my gas. They have no clues and they wanna get warmer. But Sham won't turn informer.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it boom boom down. Take them on the street, say that I'm a stormy, start somewhere down the lane. I like it boom boom down. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it boom boom down. Take them on the street, say that I'm a stormy, start somewhere down the lane. I like it boom boom down.
Yeah. This was episode 411 of Murder Man's Music Show with Snow. You know what I'm saying? I just been chopping it up with Snow. He texted me, wanted me to make sure to shout out, you know what I'm saying, the DKO Miami crew. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to DKO out there in Miami. You know what I'm saying? And also, we're going to be having Snow and MC Shan on in the future. You know what I'm saying? I think that'd be dope just to let them guys just sit back and talk. We don't even have to ask them no questions, really. Just sit back and let them chop it up. Now, tomorrow night, we got, Richie Evans, a.k.a. Juice. He was with Black Wall Street for a minute. He was doing his own thing. Then we got SKG. She was on Death Row Records. She was on Till the End of Time, Tupac's album. She also has got a documentary coming out. So we're going to chop it up with them. And then Friday we got an interview with MC8 that we did. Actually, we did that last night. You know what I'm saying? So those of you who are not listening to this show, you're not even going to know that that's not live. So tune into that. Then next week we got a whole week of shows lined up too. You know what I'm saying? Pittsburgh Pat, shout out to him. Me and him just been knocking out these guests, just lining them up and bringing them on. Pittsburgh Pat's been bringing out a lot of East Coast cats for us, building up that East Coast archive, you know what I'm saying? And I've just been trying to get some different guests, you know what I'm saying? Like tonight, Snow, we haven't had anybody like him on the show to really represent the reggae side of music, so that was good. But also, please make sure to check out everything else at UGSForLife.com. You know what I'm saying? Mixing, mastering. You need some graphics. It's all there. Check out the mix shows. We got Sinister Sounds. That's going to be the next mix show coming up. You know what I'm saying? Not sure what day. Then after that, we're going to have in the Murder Mix 10. You know what I'm saying? And check out Hip Hop Roundtable every Monday, 9 p.m. Central. Underground Saturday nights, 9 p.m. Central. I don't know if we're going to do a church reality this week or not. You know, shout out to Elaine. She just recently lost her sister. Rest in peace. Her thoughts are with you. So I really don't know if we're going to do it yet. You know, but when the time is right, we definitely will be doing a church reality again. We're approaching episode 200 over there. So, you know what I'm saying, we're definitely keeping that going as well. Again, you know, if you want to support what we're doing, I encourage you to please go to the website, UGSForLife.com, and hit that donation page. You know, whatever you can do helps. I mean, if you really support the underground, then support the people that are supporting it. You know what I'm saying? Support the people that are supporting your favorite artists and the people that are giving platforms for those who don't normally have platforms. So with that being said, you know what I'm saying, we're getting the fuck out of here. We will see you guys tomorrow night, episode 412. Peace.